Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Box and Voice Radio, hashtag TBV Podcast. We're back with some breaking news. Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua. I don't know if we could call them negotiations, but Eddie Hearn has come out and said that Fury wants more than 50%. Maybe that was the wrong beat. I needed like a dun, dun, like, you know, something dramatic and suspense. Maybe something like that. Maybe. Too much drama there, but maybe. Nope, not that one either. But anyway, the point is he wants more than 50-50. Not too long ago, Deontay Wilder wanted 50-50, and the world thought that was ludicrous, insane, ridiculous. So we are here to discuss whether or not 50 wanting, and we're going to use Eddie Hearn's quote, way more than 50-50. Way more. Sounds more than 60. Maybe 70-30. Maybe 80-20 split. I don't know. You guys be the judge. Let's head on out to the Golden State. He's woken up. He missed that earlier show, but he's here now, ladies and gentlemen. The Hipster Hunter.
Dolla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury, and Fury wanting more than a 50-50 split. Is he crazy? I mean, let's be honest here. If we clowned on Joseph Parker wanting 35-40%, and we clowned on, and when I say we, I don't mean us panelists, I mean the consensus boxing public. We decided that Wilder wanting 50-50 was ridiculous and crazy. Then should Tyson Fury, a guy that weighs 350 pounds, hasn't fought in 2+ years, with no belts right now other than the lineal belt, wanting more than 50-50, is he crazy? If we have to be consistent, then yeah, Tyson Fury.
Is that an oxymoron? No belt? Well, the lineal belt?
Well, because the lineal belt's like one of those things where it's...
Doesn't really exist?
It doesn't really exist, yes. it's not like a physical belt, I should say.
No, it is, though.
I mean, you have the ring lineal belt, but I don't think he still has that, does he?
Of course. They don't take it from you. Even if they strip you, they can't take the physical belt. You paid for that.
That's true. He has a copy of it somewhere.
A copy, damn.
I'm sorry. He's been active for 2 years. So it's like, hey... He should not get 50-50 or anywhere close to that, in my opinion. No, not anywhere close to that. But he should not get 50-50 or not more than 50-50 for sure. Totally. There's no way you can make argument that he should get 60-40 against Joshua or 70-30 or 80-20. And you know what? We're getting way too into it. We have to go to Doomy. I can't wait to chop it up. Can we chop it up with the callers? All UK Anthony Joshua protectors, please call in. Please give us your take on this because I'm very curious about your opinion. But it should be fun.
I'm the most brutal in Michigan, most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Let's conquer.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! Out of the way. BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah. 50-50 or is nada. That's the talk today, man. Fury, like Maddie said before, has been inactive for 2 years. And you know, coming off the couch, asking for more than a 50 split, you know, 50-50 is a little outrageous. Not to say that he doesn't deserve something close to 50-50, but to be asking more than 50-50, and even 50-50 I have a little problem with, is a little too much. You know, we all know AJ's the superstar, and he deserves his lion's share. So let's get into it, fellas.
Dan called you smack lips. Listen, I don't know. I don't know if Tyson Fury is off his rocker. Why doesn't he deserve more than 50, Matt?
Because he's not as much of a draw as Joshua. He doesn't have the number of belts that Joshua has. I think those two reasons alone should be enough.
All right, well, I got a reason for you.
Okay.
Not too long ago, Mr. Eddie Hearn told us that a fight between Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder, the pot was about $50 million, right?
Yeah.
$50 million. And fuck, Deontay Wilder, he's nobody. He's got to get his profile raised. He needs reality TV. He needs to fight someone. He's fought 39 bums. But that pot is worth $50 million. How much is the pot for Tyson Fury, the lineal, the one true champion in the heavyweight division? The one that beat the man. Not the one that beat the man after the man was beat. How much?
I have no idea. It's probably a lot. It's probably north of $100 million if I'm going to make an assumption here. But.
And it's a hometown domestic fight. Let's not forget that. It'll be in the UK.
There will be.
So not too long ago, Eddie Hearn also told us people like to count Anthony Joshua's pockets. Don't worry about what Anthony Joshua's making. Worry about what you're making. It's still going to be your biggest purse, Anthony Joshua. Won't it be Anthony Joshua's biggest purse, Matt?
Yeah, it probably will be.
Oh, so why is he counting Tyson Fury's pockets all of a sudden? Because if those two, there's no bigger fight. And there's definitely no bigger fight in the UK other than Fury versus Joshua. So 30, 20, 40, 35% of 100 plus million, that's a lot of money. Stop worrying about the next man's pockets. That's just my devil's advocate.
True. And again, I understand that way of thinking. But
so I can cut it up.
Reality is that Joshua's the bigger star. That is the reality of the situation here. Regardless of the narrative, how big the
pot. He has no other $100 million pot. He has no other one. No other direction. It's either Wilder, which is more dangerous because everybody in the world could agree that Tyson Fury could be the better boxer, but he's not going to hurt Joshua. He's going to hurt his feelings by outboxing him. He ain't going to physically hurt him with any punches. That's not what we're expecting. So it's the easier fight.
True.
In the bigger money fight.
True.
I mean, but wait a minute.
Automatically catapult Tyson Fury to be worth more than 50-50 split. That he should get 60% of the split or 70% of the split. That doesn't catapult him to that number. It doesn't.
I mean, was Tyson Fury, you know, having a good laugh when he said that? Or was he serious about him getting more than 50-50?
I think he's serious the same way Deontay Wilder started the negotiations at 50-50 so that when they bring you down, they bring you down to something realistic. Fury's not going to start at 50-50 when in his mind, I softened up Vladimir Klitschko for you. You won because I already dethroned him. He was 2 years removed. He was a deflated man after Tyson Fury put on fucking Batman suits and embarrassed them in publicly, you know? So in Tyson Fury's mind, the Vladimir Klitschko that Anthony Joshua fought is not the same man, and he is still the one true champion. So
that may be true, but he's not a bigger draw. He's not a bigger A-side. Triple G, and let's be real here, Triple G in all reality was the real middleweight champion, even though Canelo was the lineal champion.
How can you say that he's not the bigger draw? And I agree. I agree. I agree that he's not the bigger draw of the two. Mm-hmm. But he is the bigger piece of the puzzle of the two. When putting the two together, you don't get to where Tyson Fury can take Anthony Joshua without Tyson Fury.
But let's talk about
the same thing about Triple G with Canelo. You can make that same argument, but you don't give Triple G 60%.
All right, but they didn't give the 60% went to the one without all the belts. You get it? That was Canelo. If anybody can see Matt's face right now, he's like, damn, he got me.
No, because that's regardless of the point. We're talking about pure drawing power. That equals who gets the bigger pot. We all know that. Let's be honest. Throw out every single one of the fucking belts. Who brings more eyeballs on TV and who brings more asses on the seats? Those two things mean more than anything else. When
I can't say that because Tyson Fury put on Batman suits. He showed up to press conferences in Lamborghinis. He's
he knew how to tell the
put the eyeballs on him. He's talked very disrespectful.
AJ has done 90,000. AJ did 90,000 seats and did over 1 million pay-per-view buys with a guy that Tyson Fury already
how many people were for?
Had to go to his country for.
How many people
had to leave the UK for that fight?
How many AJ people?
Let's go here.
Wasn't that fight in Germany when Tyson Fury beat Vladimir? That's in front of 60.
Yes, but think about it. Tyson Fury, who's such a big star, had to leave his country.
No, because he's a gypsy king. He's a traveling champion. He doesn't care about that shit, just like Billy Joe didn't care about that shit. There's plenty of champions to travel.
But those guys ain't the A-sides. You part of people that ain't the A-sides.
You know what they ain't? Divas. They'll go to your home country and spank
that
ass.
That's fine. I've never said that Tyson Fury isn't a diva, even though he kind of is in a sense. But let's be honest here. It's still who is the A-side, who has the drawing power. That determines who gets the bigger pot, who gets the bigger split in the pot. Always.
But, yo, I'll be honest. Listen, I think he just started high.
Yes, he did.
To end up on a right number.
He wants to get to 50-50.
Yeah, but let's be serious, man. Like, I feel as though the Wilder fight's going to happen before the Fury fight, man. Fury's not – when is he going
to
be –
not necessarily true. We got to come back. We got a lot of work to do today, and we will come back on another show to report on something else that is breaking. It's not official yet, but Wilder will be busy first quarter. So, you know, everyone's going to get busy. If Tyson can get a tune-up first quarter –
yeah, that's
it
more
starts to look. It starts to look a whole lot more positive for the second quarter, him versus anyone big, you know? We have to see. We do have to see. Do you guys anything else on this before we go to the sponsors and the phone lines?
No, I'm good. Let's go to the callers and the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Texas, class inbound. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing? Those are some big news. Honestly, I think the most Tyson Fury will get out of this is 40 points, amount that Pacquiao got for Mayweather when Pacquiao and Mayweather was being debated and when the money was an issue and they realizing they made good synergy. Floyd was still 60% the A side, and that's what I think this will be for Fury and Joshua. Joshua will get 60 and Fury will get 40. Fury will be the highest paid opponent from Joshua. Like Wilder will probably get 30 and Parker will probably get 35%. It's what I'm thinking is what I think that'll get to. But that said, first Fury has to show me that he's even capable of putting on a good performance. Like I don't know what he's been up to since retiring besides eating and gaining weight. I have to see him fight someone that I care about.
You still got time, class inbound. We never started the clock. We started it late. So you got a bonus round there. You got the hit before the bell.
Ah, sweet. All right, cool. Well, other than that, Omar Figueroa, Adrian Broner.
Whoa, little pony. Whoa. Stick to the topic. We'll be back.
All right. My bad.
I'm all over it, man. We're working today. Just make sure you're subscribed and tell all your friends to subscribe because we're working today. We got a lot to cover, class inbound, and that is one of them. You know, I like that one. I even contacted the father of Omar Figueroa, and I spoke to Omar. So I wanted to do that today, and I still will since the streets are talking, right? But I wanted to have Omar on the show. He's busy today traveling, but whatever. We'll get it done regardless. We're going to stay in Texas. We're going to Dallas. Gary, what up?
Yo, what's going on? I mean, that's just negotiations. Fury wants to get to 50%, right? So, I mean, you guys go for a job and you discuss salary. The first thing you do is you go for the top dollar, right? I mean, you don't start with the minimum that you'll accept. So, him saying, you know, he wants more than 50%. It's just him going high and trying to get down to 50%. And if he can put together a good win before Joshua, well, he beat Klitschko. He's a legitimate champion. Doesn't he deserve 50% in that fight? If Tyson Fury puts together a good win, I mean,
what's a good win to you? What's a good win to you? What's a good win to you? What does he have to put together first quarter in order to get this 50-50?
Dillian White?
Who? That's a perfect way to get into the top five, definitely. Even if you don't think Dillian White is a top five.
I would say beat White. If he looks decent and beat White.
But he did just come out, Gary. He did just come out maybe 2 days ago and say he's not going to be forced into tough fights. So wouldn't you consider Dillian White a tough fight, being as though he's top five, top ten heavyweight?
No, yeah, I would consider that a tough fight. But then you can't just beat up a bum. You know, you can't beat Manuel Char and say, I want 50%. If you want 50%, you have to prove that you're still worth that money.
Well, all right, Gary, man, thank you for calling in and participating in the show. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube while simultaneously calling in on Blog Talk. You guys should also follow us on Blog Talk. You do get notifications there. Doomsday, who would you like to see Tyson Fury fight? Not who would you like, actually. Who does he have to fight to merit this 50-50? First quarter. First fight back.
He has to fight a top 10 guy. He mentioned Derek Chisora. He was in my mind. Dillian White. I say maybe a Derek Chisora.
Derek Chisora and him do have a storyline. It would be the third fight. I think people would accept it because they understand that Fury is kind of coming back off of a 2-year. And Chisora is crazy enough that, you know, he's going to build it. And, you know, he gave a great fight, I guess. He made a great fight with Dillian White. I could see Chisora. What about you, Matt?
Dillian White's probably the best one, but again, if we're allowing tough fights, then a Gerald Miller could maybe do it. You know, if he snuck in and took maybe a Luis Ortiz fight or Povetkin fight and took one of those guys on,
that ain't happening. But big baby,
you're saying if he did those things, yeah, I can see him capping himself to 50.
There's no room for hypothetical.
Now, we'll a little bit more long term, maybe a 2-fight option, a David Price, and then someone else like a Tony Bellew or Dillian White.
I like David Price.
So you want to keep
it in the UK? I like Tyson Fury, David Price. Dangerous enough that Tyson could come back with vulnerable enough Tyson could come back with a knockout win, and skilled enough that he can maybe make Tyson look bad.
And enough of a name cachet that it's still recognizable for the casual fans in the UK especially.
Mm-hmm. So were you saying, Doomsday? You said something about domestic?
No. I just mentioned Big Baby Miller, you know, if he was in that realm.
Well, I know Miller has some connection with Eddie Hearn.
That's why I mentioned it, you know. And you guys, most of the guys you mentioned, we're mentioning right now from the UK. So, Big Baby Miller.
I just think the same way Kell Brook stuck to Rabachenko. I think that Rabachenko. I think that Tyson Fury is going to stick to a domestic level guy that they know, that they've been watching, that they know the ins and outs of. You know, you start picking an American heavyweight like a Derek Rossi, right? That went south for Bermain Stiverne, and his tune-up, he got dropped off air. We got another caller, Majid, in Orlando. Talk to us.
Hey, man. I'm at work. I'm just sneaking on the phone and shit, so I missed some stuff. But, I think that if Tyson Fury was to try and come back, talking about he want more than 50%, it's just a fucking negotiation tactic, you know? Start off high so they could go low and probably end out at 50%. Other than that, I mean, right, if he want that type of deal, you want more than 70%, then we'll see you in 3 months. You know, though, like, fuck all that. You want to get all those warm-ups and stuff, that means that you should just fight him straight off the back. No warm-up, you know? But, shit, that's the best scenario I got for at least what I read, because I ain't hear shit. And that's all I got.
All right, Majid. Well, that was a good assessment. Everyone's pretty much on par, guys. The funny thing is, Wilder says he wants 50-50, the world goes crazy. Tyson Fury says he wants more than 50, and the world says, hey, just get at least a tune-up. Just get a good fight. Get a Dillian White. Get a Derek Chisora. Get a David Price in there, and then you're worth 50-50. That's...
Are you surprised? Really?
I am surprised. Really, I am. Let me stop this because we just got a call on the bat line.
Dolly Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me. Yeah, you predict it's going to be. He got to smash.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Rob, what up?
Hello. Yeah, what's up, Damien Lemieux? Yeah,
Robbie.
this is I think Tyson Fury on the comeback. It's just a one-man headline making machine at the moment. But these quotes have come from Eddie Hearn saying that Tyson's demanded this. I just hope some of this is maybe now with the new management, he's getting told, you know, just say this, just say that, you know, good management. Maybe coming at it, you know, Eddie Hearn in the past has been the man that spun all the good stuff and the hot promoter. But I just hope, I see it as maybe Eddie Hearn's coming under a little bit of pressure of late, just a little bit, you know. There's Parker playing a bit of hardball with him. Wilder's saying 50-50 or no fight, and now Tyson's saying he wants a bigger cut. And they know, people say, oh, Joshua doesn't need these fights. He doesn't need Wilder. He doesn't need this. But what allegedly or whatever, Joshua said he wants these fights. These are the three fights he wants this year. He wants this. So if this is all true, then these fighters are trying to play a bit of hardball with Eddie Hearn and Joshua and testing, you know, what can we get from this? And I agree, if he's coming in high and he's serious, it's just...
Rob, you're going in and out, brother. Could you get into a better area?
Just wrap it up. It's my call. I don't want to ruin the show with shitty quality, so I'll speak.
All good, man. You still got one of the best intros in the business. Shout out to Dollar DiBiase. Make sure you head on over to his Patreon. Check it out. Easiest way to get a TBV intro is by using Dollar DiBiase. Definitely TBV's own producer. So we were on final thoughts.
Yes.
I mean,
like a car sales. Like, you go high, I go low. You go low, I go high. I mean, is that really the way that boxing contracts are negotiated? Or I don't know. But
That's all.
Why not, though? Why not? Why not? Why not start like that? I mean, I think that's – look, later we'll be talking about Jeff Horn, and I think that's what he's doing.
That's true. I guess circumstances, though.
It is.
But in any case, I think you know, ultimately AJ brings – the bigger stock, he deserved his lion's share. So, you know, for him to ask, you know, more than 50-50 is kind of ludicrous for me. I mean, it's bogus. You're not going to get that. But does he deserve a 50-50? I'm not going to say he's going to deserve that coming off the couch. He's got to show us what he's got. You know, and it'll be in his best interest to fight, you know, a couple tune-ups, right, before he faces AJ. So, yeah. Maybe a 40, 60,
40. Damn, coming off the couch, they're giving this guy 40%. Oh, shoot me.
I'm giving him a 40 high. You know what I mean?
It's some fuck shit going on.
You better believe it. Matt?
Well, Doomy doesn't want to give a social media out. You good?
Yes, huh? Yes. He's got the nipples over here still. You better get a Sudafed, B.
A Sudafed. Nah, all natural herbs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Too much herb. You
can catch me on IG. Alex_Doomsday_Linus. It's spelled LAINEZ. Facebook, Alexander Linus. And also on Twitter, Alex TBV Linus. Oh, Alex Linus TBV, sorry. And yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot it over to Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my Doomy impersonation right there. Mr. Smack Your Lips over there. But my final thoughts, Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. I think that it is one of the best fights in the division. It's obvious that if Tyson Fury is back and he's in shape, he is in that top three. He kicks Joseph Parker right out. We all know that. We all know it's him, Joshua, Wilder. So we know that the combination of any of those three is a mega fight in the division, in the sport of sport of boxing, and they all need to get paid well. Is Tyson Fury worth more than 50-50? I think that's a huge stretch. I think Tyson Fury is trolling both Joshua and Eddie Hearn, and even the fans a little bit. He's trolling. That it's Tyson Fury. He loves to troll everyone. He's a jokester, you know. So I think that's a little bit of him right here, just having fun and also playing hardball negotiation. So I can't fault him for that. You know, I'm not going to fault man for trying to get his money, just like I can't fault Deontay Wilder for trying to get his money or Joseph Parker for trying to get his money. They should all get that money. I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And the new TBV podcast, Standing 8 Count, Patreon-only podcast. Go to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. And episode number 2 is out, I believe. Yeah, episode number 2 is out. We cover a ton of topics. And episode number 3 comes out this Friday, so stay tuned for that as well. Peace.
And I am Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to subscribe to the channel. We will be coming back with more live streamed boxing news updates. We got a ton of things to talk about. It's man, it's the end of the year, but it's heating up. It's heating up. Things are simmering, and 2018 looks like it's going to give us a magnificent year. I mean, listen, guys, we can even talk appreciation night. I mean, last year we had it on March 3rd. We could do it on March 3rd again from what I'm hearing. I'm just saying, subscribe to the channel because we will be coming back to talk about who's fighting March 3rd. It's going to get crazy. We're out.